Hey there, this is the Phenomenal Run podcast with Chidima Udeze, where we discuss everything that will inspire, encourage, build and push you out of your comfort zone to be all that God has called you to be, a phenomenal woman. So you're in the right place. Let's dive into it. Hey sisters, how are you guys doing? Oh dear, I've missed you guys. Like, seriously, I've missed you guys. Sis is back, okay? She back. What did I just say? Oh, I think I've watched a lot of American movies. My bad. Anyway, how are you guys doing? Hope you are drinking your water. Hope you are eating healthy. And hope you're minding your business, okay? Okay, I know it's difficult to maybe eat healthy, maybe drink water, okay? Because this 2020 came for our edges. All right. But the good Lord, I still have my edges, just a little, okay? Even if 2020 came for our edges, at least we are not minding people's businesses, because the way the safe has been set up, we don't need to mind people's businesses. Like, we need to focus on what God has called us to do, or focus on our family, on ourselves, you know, our health and mental health. A lot has happened this year. Okay, and for the fact that you're alive, you're here, you're listening to me, you know, God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your life. And cheers to getting to the end of this year. Just a matter of a few days before December comes around. Okay, are you excited? I'm excited. All right. I want to thank everyone that congratulated me when I gave birth. My heart is really full, okay, to have some people call me, text me, you know, some people I don't even know, you know, I have no idea, like, this person, you know, has my number. Like, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. God bless you guys. I'm really, really grateful, okay. And a lot has happened the past few months, but God is faithful. God is faithful this year as a whole. God is faithful, and I'm also thankful for our lives. Like I said earlier, we are going to be reading a book for the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks before we close for the year, a book on finances. The name of the book is The Parable of Dollars by Sam Adeyemi. It's really a nice book. Like, I can't even. I got my hands on the book, was it this morning, and seriously, I can't even drop the book. It's that intoxicating. Okay, so today I want to talk about trusting God with his promises, because something happened to me in September, the day I gave birth. Okay, because it was around 2 a.m. on Sunday. You know, I was in labor, and I was thinking, okay, I'll just go into the labor room, and I'll, you know, the baby will come out just a couple of, you know, maybe hours or minutes. I'm out, because that was what happened with my first son, and it was not a big deal for me. Okay, so I just felt like, yeah, this one will be easier, but reverse was the case in the labor room. All right. And, you know, a lot of things were happening. Doctor was considering surgery at a point. The baby's heartbeat was not felt. In fact, at a point, my contraction stopped. Labor stopped. After 6 a.m., labor stopped immediately. And it lingered. It lingered for like 3 hours or 4 hours before, you know, they got heartbeat, and, you know, the labor started all over again. And what happened that moment is that, you know, my faith was shaking, and all of a sudden I forgot God's promises. All of a sudden I forgot he even told me before I conceived that I would give birth to a baby boy soon. That was what God told me. That was what the Holy Spirit told me. I one day I came to my room, I wanted to pray. I said, in Jesus' name, I just heard this voice. He told me, you have a baby boy soon. So even before I conceived, I just knew that this is a baby boy. Okay, so even when I went to the hospital for a scan, I already knew it's a baby boy. So he told me, you know, he gave us the name. He gave my mom the name of the boy. He also, you know, when he was telling me some things about the boy, you know, some prophetic things about him, he also mentioned his name to me. Okay, and I forgot all these details. I forgot all these details immediately in the labor room. I also forgot that he came through for me in the past. I forgot a lot of things. You know, his promises concerning this baby, his promises concerning my life, his promises that I will not die early. You know, a lot of things were going on in my mind. You know, I was already saying, okay, no problem. If it's surgery, I'm down for it. Anything, like, I was just so tired to, you know, maybe to trust God in his promises. Okay, and I just want to tell someone this morning, okay, the story, to cut the long story short, I gave birth to a bouncing baby boy, and you know, the labor lasted for a lot of things happened in the labor room, but God is faithful. I gave birth to a healthy baby, and you know, and I'm grateful for that. So I just want to tell you this morning that God can be trusted with his promises. Okay, like, it may seem as though the year is coming to an end. We have, like, you know, barely 29, is it 26 days? I don't know, before the end of this year, 29 days, I think so, before the end of this year, before this year comes to an end. And you know, God must have told you a lot of things. You know, even in the beginning of this year, he must have told you some mind-blowing things that will manifest in your life, and you can't see it at the moment. You know, 2020 happened, COVID happened, a lot of things happened. You know, your business structure, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, your milestones, there was no milestones, like your projections, everything was cut short. But I want to tell you that God can be trusted with his promises. You know, yesterday I was thinking of, like, what will I tell my sisters, and God told me, you can trust me with your promises. Tell them that I can, you know, they can trust me with their promises. Trust me with their promises. I'm the one, you know, that speak it and it came to pass. Okay, like, I'm the one that make the earth the footstool, your heavens my throne. So he's that God. He's that God that when he speaks, his word goes out and doesn't come back void. So I want us to trust God with his promises. I don't know what his promises over your life. I don't know what he has said in this year 2020 for you. Maybe he said, okay, they're going to see your husband before, you know, in December, or before this year runs out. Or maybe he said you're going to have this business, your business will grow to this level. Or maybe that your ministry will, you know, will get to a certain point. Or maybe that you're going to have this breakthrough in this area. It can be in any, your academic, in your finances, in your career, in your business, but you are yet to see it. Don't stop trusting him. Don't stop trusting him. I know we have few days before the year comes to an end, but I want to let you know, like, if you don't get anything this morning, I want you to know that God can be trusted. You know, God can be trusted with his promises. And you hardly see where God, you know, didn't show up. You know, he didn't come true. You hardly see where God didn't come true whenever he has promised something. Okay, God can be trusted with his promises. God can be trusted with his promises if you can't remember anything. And I also want to let you know this morning that the only thing that can never change is God. You know, he is faithful. He can't even deny himself. That's who he is. That is his attribute. That is his personality. He can't change who he is. So the only thing that can never change is God. And the same goes with his promises. The same goes with what proceeds out of his mouth. So if God has told you that I'm going to take you to a higher height this year, I'm going to take you to a greater level. You know, you're going to go far with me. You're going to do this one. You're going to do that. I'm going to approve this project for you. I'm going to open those doors for you. I want you to trust him with those promises. Maybe you're going to be generational curse. You know, you're going to be the one, you know, that you'll be above your contemporaries. You know, you'll be this, you'll be that. You know, your business will flourish. I'm going to open international doors for you. If this God's promises concerning your life, and you know it in your spirit, you know that this is what God has said concerning my life, concerning my ministry, concerning my career, concerning my, you know, concerning my marriage, concerning me. I want you to hold on to God. Hold on to God. He can be trusted with his promises. Okay. So God can be trusted with his promises. All right. So please, we're going to this week with a mindset that we can trust God with whatever crazy thing he has promised us. It might sound crazy. It might sound impossible. It might sound even unattainable before the end of this year. But I want you to trust him with it. Trust him with it. Can I get two or three sisters that can trust God with his promises over their lives this week? And you can see what God will do in your life. So I want you guys to have a nice week. Keep replaying this in your mind, that you can trust God with your promises, and you know, go out and blossom and be a phenomenal woman that God has called you to be. I love you guys. Take care of yourself. Bye. you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate and review this podcast, and share with your friends. Thank you so much for listening, and now go out there and be all that God has called you to be.